This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and very warm welcome to The Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my ultimate pleasure to welcome in the studio Dr. Hatham Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Doctor, we didn't have enough time on the last episode to clear up the questions that I wanted to ask about Zakat al-Fitr. So I have many questions on this. I hope you don't mind taking this session today to answer these questions. The first question I want to ask Dr. Hatham is, who should pay the Zakat al-Fitr?
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. We mentioned Hadith ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obliged Zakat al-Fitr as a purification as and as well as a food or nourishment for the poor people. Okay. Then there is Hadith ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam obliged Zakat al-Fitr on every single Muslim person, free or slave. Man, male or female,
right?
Young or old. So any Muslim who fasts the month of Ramadan, or according to some scholars, most of the month of Ramadan, he is obliged to give Zakat al-Fitr, provided that he has wealth that covers him for the next year.
Right.
Okay. So he had wealth that covers him for the next year and a surplus, so then this person is obliged to give Zakat al-Fitr. So we can say that there are two main conditions.
Right.
That the person has wealth that is enough for him and for enough for the people whom he in charge for, such as his own wife, his own children, his father and mother, if they do not have any kind of other support.
Okay.
If he has wealth to cover them all and a surplus, then he is obliged to give Zakat al-Fitr. So this is the first condition. The second condition is that the person has fasted all or most of the month of Ramadan.
Right.
Then he is obliged to give Zakat al-Fitr. Now, as you can see, that this covers so many people.
Yes.
If we look at the amount of provision that the person has to have to cover him and to cover his family, we will not see that it is a big amount of wealth. Unlike the normal Zakat. The normal Zakat, you have to reach a threshold.
Right.
Above that threshold, you have to give Zakat. That threshold might be enough to cover your family, to cover the maintenance of your family for the coming year, and might not be enough to cover them. But the criteria of Zakat al-Fitr is a little bit different. And this is one of the main differences between Zakat al-Fitr and normal Zakat.
Of course, subhanAllah. Well, Doctor, I guess now that question has been answered, the next question would be, who should receive it? We're talking about who should give, who should receive?
This is a good question, who should receive it? See, remember that we said that Zakat al-Fitr is to be given as food. Okay. In Hadith Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, and this is the third important Hadith regarding Zakat al-Fitr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, or Abi Sa'id al-Khudri said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam obliged us to give Zakat al-Fitr as one sa'a.
Right.
From dates, barley, dry milk, akut,
yes.
Okay, or any type of food. So the scholar said that Zakat al-Fitr should be given as stable food, from any stable food that the people in that locality consume. So, for example, in India, people eat and consume rice. And rice is considered to be a stable food.
Of course.
So, Zakat al-Fitr can be given as rice. Now, let us say in other countries, such as Egypt, wheat is the most important stable food.
Okay.
So, it should be given from wheat, or you can say flour.
Right.
But wheat is better because it is stable and it was given during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In some other countries, dates is considered to be the stable food that they consume. Plus, it is mentioned directly in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can give Zakat al-Fitr as dates. Now, see, this is what we just said, that Zakat al-Fitr is a special zakah, is a special ibadah. So you should not say that we should sell the dates that we need to give, or the barley that we need to give, or the rice that we need to give, and the price should be given to the poor people. No, give it to the poor people as it is.
I see.
Whatever they do with it is not your business.
Okay.
But if you select the right poor people.
Yes.
The problem is, people do not select, do not look for the right poor people.
Definitely.
So they give it to any people who might not make use of this
product,
of this
yes.
type of food.
Definitely. Yes.
So because they are not going to make use of it, so they sell it in order to get some money for it. This is wrong. If we go for the right people, then they will make use of this money.
Yes.
And that's why, as we said, if you give it to the right people, they will make use of it. And that's why many scholars now, they say that if you do not find the right people in your locality, in your country, then there is no harm to send it to poor people in other countries.
Yes.
And we have seen this. You know, for example, in England, you cannot say that there are poor people who do not find food.
I totally agree.
Okay.
I
especially
used to say,
food.
Yes.
They might be poor, not finding, for example, a good house
yes.
or a good shelter or something like this. That is true. But not to find food is very
Never.
Unlikely. Even if we say that there are maybe some asylum seekers, some illegal people staying in the country and so on, they do not find anything. They are very, very minimum.
Yes.
So in this case, what shall we do? In this case, we should give it to other organizations that might transfer this money to who? To other poor people in other countries.
Yes, definitely.
And that
I
is,
agree.
Inshallah, no problem.
Yes.
So the people who receive it should be poor people. You know, zakah, in general, is to be given to 8 categories.
Right.
Okay, they are considered to be asnaf al-zakah, the categories of people who receive zakah, mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. 8 categories who are eligible to receive zakah.
Okay.
Not all of those 8 categories are eligible, according to the vast majority of scholars. Not all of them are eligible to receive Zakat al-Fitr. Only the first two. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ. Only for Zakat al-Fitr in particular. Why? Because if we understand the wisdom behind Zakat al-Fitr, the philosophy behind Zakat al-Fitr, we will admit that, for example, al-ma'allafa qulubuhum, or al-ghalimin, those who have debts to pay, they will not benefit from the food to be given to them.
Definitely.
But the fuqara, the masakeen, they benefit from the food to be given to them.
Exactly.
So this is who receive it.
That's definitely true, Doctor. I want to pick up on that point and share something with you about the UK, obviously, that I can talk about. People who say they are poor in the UK, okay, there's many people poor. However, you're totally 100% correct. Even the poorest of poor people eat food. There's many organisations in the UK, especially giving food to poor people. Here in the East, when somebody says they have no food, it literally means they don't have... I'm not talking about biscuits, Doctor. I'm not talking about, you know, the last packet of crisps or the last can of pop. They don't even know what these items are. If you give them a can of pop, they'd say, gosh, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it. I'm talking, they don't have...
Basic.
A piece of rice to eat. It's very, you know, why have these people... And inshallah, God provide more for them.
Inshallah.
The next question then, Doctor, is it wajib or not wajib?
Okay, Zakat al-Fitr, as we said, it is obligatory.
Right.
Ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, anhu, said that the Prophet ﷺ made it obligatory.
Mm-hmm.
And even Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, anhu, said that it is obligatory. So, Zakat al-Fitr is obligatory to be given before the Eid time. By the way, we have to mention that Zakat al-Fitr has to be given in a specific time.
Yes.
What is that time? The time should be before Salatul Eid.
Right, yes.
Okay, in particular, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who gives it before Salatul Eid, it is a zakah.
Mm.
The one who gives it after Salatul Eid, it is just a normal sadaqah.
Mm.
So the person should be keen to give it before that. Now, how long before that? Can we give it 2 days before that, 1 week before that? Can we give it in the beginning of the month of Ramadan?
Yes.
Scholars have different opinions, but the safest opinion is to give it 2 days before Ramadan, 2 or 1 day before the end of Ramadan, and that is mentioned in Hadith Ibn Umar, and this is the safest opinion. However, there are some other scholars who said that we can give it after the middle of Ramadan, we can give it maybe in the beginning of the month of Ramadan.
I see.
But as we mentioned at this point, you know, when we give it to charities that are going to give it abroad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when we give it to charities that are going to give it abroad. Normally, those charities, they start collecting Zakat al-Fitr maybe a week before the end of Ramadan.
Right.
Okay. Even if they collect it way before the end of Ramadan, that's all right, because we are appointing those charities to give on our behalf.
Yes.
We are not giving it to the charities themselves.
SubhanAllah.
Okay, so it can be given in the beginning of Ramadan to those charities.
Definitely. Well, Doctor, that's all we have time for right now in this part, but I have a brilliant question waiting for you after this quick break. We're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back to The Philosophy of Fasting. Well, Sheikh, we're running out of time on the series. We're coming up to the end of the series. We have one more programme, I believe, we have left. So I want to talk about Eid and, you know, everything surrounding Eid. I have too many questions for you. If you thought I had too many questions previously, believe me, I have too many. But before we go any further, I just must ask you a quick question about the Sadaqah al-Fitr, because it's a pending question that's not only asked to me, but Huda Channel itself. Can we pay this Sadaqah al-Fitr to non-Muslims?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. See, take it as a general ruling. The obligatory zakah or sadaqah, the normal zakah, and the normal and zakat al-fitr, this one, both of them, the obligatory zakah and the obligatory zakat al-fitr, as well as any obligatory compensation, not the voluntarily sadaqah, nothing the voluntarily acts, no, the obligatory charity or compensation should be given to Muslims only.
Right.
And this is the opinion of the vast majority of scholars. Okay. Why? Because it is a part of the duty Muslims owe to duties, to Muslims.
Okay.
Now, of course, normal sadaqah can be given to non-Muslims. Normal sadaqah can be given to non-Muslims. But zakat al-fitr should be given to Muslims only.
I see.
There is an opinion that it can be given to non-Muslims from Ahl al-Dhimma if they live under the Islamic State. Let us not get into this. This is
just a single opinion.
Yes. But generally speaking, it should be given to Muslims.
SubhanAllah. Thank you for clearing that up for me there, Dr. Haytham. So let's talk about the big day and the surrounding things, Eid Day. It's something very special to myself. You know, I was just talking to you in the break regarding this. And let's start off by saying, okay, what is Eid?
See, by the way, we are just coming to Eid, inshallah.
Exactly,
within two,
yes.
Or, 2 or 3 days. It depends or it depends on who is watching this program and
yes,
from which country.
That's definitely correct.
But Eid is a very lovely event. Beautiful. And Eid, all of us are waiting for Eid. Mm-hmm. But as I know where you are coming from as a new Muslim.
Yes.
Some new Muslims, they do not understand the purpose of Eid, the wisdom of Eid, the philosophy of Eid. I remember that the first time I came through this question was from a brother who is a revert. And we were happy that they announced Eid, etc. And he was happy because we are happy, but he sat by himself and he said, I cannot understand what does it mean?
Exactly.
And unfortunately, many people do not understand what is the purpose of Eid. Mm-hmm. They understand that the purpose of Eid is to celebrate and to enjoy. That's it. But why? This is the question. See, the Prophet ﷺ said we have two Eids. Which means that we only have two Eids as Muslims.
Okay.
And in some narrations, we have three Eids.
Right.
The two Eids are Eid al-Fitr, that comes after Ramadan.
Okay.
And Eid al-Hajj, that comes after the day of Arafah.
Yes.
And the day of Arafah is the main pillar of Hajj.
Yes.
And if we go for the third narration, Jum'ah, Friday, is our weekly Eid.
Yes.
Now, Ramadan Eid, Eid al-Fitr, comes after the completion of a very important and unique ibadah.
Yes.
Okay. The Eid al-Hajj comes after almost the completion of the main pillar of a big, a major ibadah, which is one of the foundations of Al-Islam, as Ramadan, as fasting Ramadan is one of the foundations of Al-Islam. So we are happy. This is the point. We are happy that Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the opportunity to fast the whole month of Ramadan.
Inshallah.
Can you see the point?
Yes.
This is a point that many of our brothers and sisters do not really understand carefully.
Exactly.
The purpose of Eid is to thank Allah, to glorify Allah, to explore the magnificence of Allah Jalla wa Ala because He gave you the opportunity to do ibadah for Him during that time.
Definitely.
To, for example, to complete fasting the whole month of Ramadan or to live throughout the whole month of Ramadan and to be subject to the mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala during that month.
SubhanAllah. Doctor, it's amazing to find this out. I understand now. I didn't at first. You're exactly right. When you're a revert Muslim, you sit there on the day of Eid going, okay, what next?
Yes.
You're waiting for the big bang.
Yes.
But when you start realizing and it's explained to you, it's the most magnificent day, and you think to yourself, I've missed out on this opportunity, but alhamdulillah, have many more Eids to go, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes.
So this is the point. And see, from an Islamic perspective, we do not be happy for the sake of being happy and having fun.
Exactly.
Okay. There has to be a purpose. And our life is centered on Tawheed. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. All of my life, my salah, my sacrifice, my life, my death is for Allah. So my Eid is for Allah.
Yes.
And this was clarified in the Quran itself. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. After that, Allah جل وعلا says, ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
Definitely.
So you complete the count of Ramadan and you glorify Allah, you make takbir of Allah, see, for whatever He has guided you for.
SubhanAllah.
So yes. It is, even if it is seen as a fun day, you are first of all feel happy because Allah Jalla wa Ala guided you to this and
exactly.
Allah Jalla wa Ala gave you the opportunity to live the whole month of Ramadan, and this opportunity was deprived, or many people were deprived of this opportunity.
Definitely.
Same thing in the Eid of Adha, which comes after Hajj, because the person, either he was in Hajj and performed Arafah, which is the main pillar of Hajj, Al-Hajj Arafah. So for sure, if the person had Arafah, then he had the major part of Hajj, and anything after that can be compensated,
of course.
As well as Muzdalifah, which is the second most important, or another important, not said the second, the another important pillar of Hajj. So the person, he celebrates this, that Allah Jalla wa Ala has given him this. If he is not in Hajj, he has fasted the day of Arafah, which is the most blessed day of the whole year.
SubhanAllah. Well, thank you so much for that, Doctor. That's all we have time for right now on The Philosophy of Fasting. Until next time, thank you so much. Well, you guys at home, I just want to remind you that you can actually check all this information out on Dr. Hatan Al-Haddad's website at islam21c.com. If you want to check out anything, please go to this website. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.